Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back on a Tuesday night at 11:10. And I guess we're going to call this the late night tip. We give God the glory, the honor, and all the praise for our health, our strength, for us being in our right minds and having our mind on Him on tonight. The Lord laid it on my heart to do something to encourage some people on tonight, or whenever you hear this, it is still good. As I was getting this together and I was listening to the things that the ladies that I reached out to sent, it wasn't for me, but as I listened to them minister to us, it was for me. And I thank God for that. Everybody needs ministering too. So I just thank God for their obedience on tonight. And I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. So I just want to tell you right now that God loves you, God cares for you, and that if you just listen to the Lord, trust the Lord, be obedient, the Lord will bless you. We go through things in our lives, but we got to know that this is not the end. This is just the beginning. There are better days ahead. So we give God glory on tonight, and we're going to get into our program that was put together so quickly, like in less than an hour. But you can do things like that when you have women that are on fire for God. They are obedient, and they're already always ready for the next move. So as you get ready, I just want you to just open your heart, your mind, and your ears so that you can hear what the Lord is saying to you on tonight.
Neither to the strong, Lord, but to the one that can endure until the end, Father God. Lord, we pray now for endurance, God. Father God, we pray now for the strength to endure, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for what you have done, what you are doing, God, and what you are about to do, Father God. We lift our eyes unto the hills, O God, from which cometh all of our help, Lord. For we know that all of our help, God, it comes from you, Father God. Father God, so everything that has us weighed down, Father God, we ask that you would just lift every weight, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just make the load be light, Father God. Father God, we cast our burdens on you, Father God, for we know that you care for us, Father God. Father God, we just thank you now, Father God, and we just delight ourselves in you, Father God, for we know that if we delight ourselves in you, God, that your word says you would give us the desires of our heart. Lord, we just thank you right now, Father God, for those days ahead, Father God, where we'll have more peace, God. For those days ahead, God, where we'll have more strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And those days ahead, Father God, when we'll have great expectations, Father God. Father God, we just thank you now, Father God, for what you're about to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll be so careful to give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we thank Sister Kay Randall Cunningham for that prayer on tonight. Next up, we'll have a short word of encouragement by Minister Janet Deans.
God said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you over. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze. So whatever you're going through right now, I just wanted to encourage you that it will not take you over. Even though it may seem as though you're drowning. You're drowning in debt. You're drowning in fear. You're drowning in worry. Whatever it is, I want to encourage you to put it in the hands of the one who is able to do something about it. And that's our Father, which are in heaven. God bless you. Stay encouraged.
Amen. Even if you get in the waters, the Lord said he won't let you drown. He won't let it take you over. So whatever you're dealing with tonight, just know that it cannot overtake you. There is more of Jesus on the inside of you than in the whole world. So we give God glory for that. We thank Sister Janet on tonight for that word of encouragement. Next, we'll have a word of encouragement by Arthur Jackie Allen from Grace Baptist Church, the author of her second book. And this is the word that she has for us on tonight.
Starting over is something that we seldom think about. We deal with the trials and the pains in life and just keep on going. But it comes a time in your life when you get to the crossroad that it's time for you to make up your life, make up your mind that it's time for you to start your life over again. And what is the best way to start? Then to start with Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He'll lead us, and he will not guide us wrong. We look for friends in this world, and we come to the point to know that there's only one friend, and that's Jesus. I'm asking you to just give your life to Jesus and let him lead you and let him guide you. Don't look back at the things that once were. Wolves, keep your eyes straight ahead to the things that can be. Give God the praises that he deserves. No matter how things looking for you right now, just keep your eyes focused on God, and you'll soon see that things will start turning around for you. I just want to encourage somebody tonight to just put your hand in God's hand. Let him lead and guide you. Lay your cross down. Pick up Jesus' cross and follow him. You won't go wrong.
Thank you, Sister Jackie, for that word on tonight. There is nothing wrong with starting over. And if you're going to start over with Jesus. We want to thank you so much for that, this short notice, and she still was able to give us a word. Up next, we're going to have Sister Tangi Donaldson and also Minister Melissa Hamlet coming up next.
In the Word of God, it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I don't care how big, I don't care how it feels right now. I need somebody to know right now that there is a power that's greater than anything that you may be feeling right now. He tells us in his word that he is our shepherd and we shall not want. And he also tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace so we may obtain grace in our time of need. Let God handle your battles. Let God help you through the storms that may rage in your life. And I'm here to tell you right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God will be there to guide you, to lift you, to bring you out, to break those shackles of despair, pain, misery, whatever it is that you might be feeling right now. Oh, I give it all to God right now. Yes, he is our helper. He is our strength. He is everything that we need. If we can just learn to trust and believe and have the faith to know that God can, God will, he's able. I know he can. I've tried. I know what he's done in my life. I know what he can do in yours right now. Just let God have it. Amen.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
He been good to me, kept me out of danger when danger was around me.
If I
couldn't say one word, talking about me. He been good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary.
If I
couldn't say one word, couldn't have done what you did when you went to Calvary. You shed your blood. You shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand. If I couldn't say one word, yeah,
I'll just wave my hand.
You've been good to me, G. Kept me a long time, and you're still keeping me now. I want to thank you, because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of time, that's all we can do is just
wave.
I remember back in 1995, I like to lost my mama. But ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead.
My
uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Patrick, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna have to stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair in only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Ain't God good? When he woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When he put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When he put a roof over my head, all I could do is just
wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
waiting on God has been one of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life, but it was by far the best thing that I've ever done. I don't care whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever that you're going through, all you need to do is wait on the move of God. It may seem like he is so far away and that things will never change, but I'm here to tell you that if you just put your trust and hope in God, everything will work out. And he will do it in the time. Everything will happen at the right time when it's supposed to. You have to position yourself to receive the things that he has promised you. You have to develop faith that is you couldn't even imagine the faith that you have to have or that you will have during this time. Things will happen slowly, and God will let them manifest before your eyes so you can see how he's working in your life. So whatever it is that you're going through, do not give up. Do not lose hope. Put your trust and your faith in God. Continue to pray day and night and just trust and believe in his word. His word is real. God is real. And all you have to do is just let him know that you love him and you trust him. Surrender it all to him. Give it to him. Leave it with him. And he will fix it for you. And when you think about hope, just think about he offers peace eternally. So just put your hope and trust in God.
Hello, my name is Nikisha Rupert, And I just want to share with you tonight that when you align your life with God's word, when you walk in a way that is pleasing to him, no good thing will God withhold from you. God will always take care of what concerns you as long as you take care of what concerns him. So with that being said, do the things that concern God, living right, not living of this world, but living in his word, and all good things will come to you. For God wants us to have everything that we need. The Lord wants us to be the head and not the tail. He wants us to be the first and not the last. He wants us to be lenders and not borrowers. God wants us to have a prosperous life and to have an expected end. So remember, in everyday struggles, that if we just do the most simplest thing, that is to live in a way that is pleasing to God, then God will do everything that we need him to do. In Psalms 138:8, God goes on to say that he will perfect everything that concerns us. So believe on today that God will do everything that needs to be done when it comes down to the things that concern you, as long as you do the things that concern him.
Keep us in your hands. Keep us in your arms, oh God. God, just heal this land.
and write down the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I thank you, oh God, because I know that things could be far much worse than they are. But God, I'm asking that you would just touch right now in the name of Jesus. You know the needs and you know the heart desires of your people, oh God. And somebody needs you on tonight, oh God. Somebody is on the verge of breaking down and throwing in the towel. And I'm asking that you will move right now in the heart of that person, oh God, that feel like giving up, that feel like committing suicide. Just move, God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, thank you. Thank you for being a gracious God. Thank you for being a God that does all things well, oh God. God, I'm asking that you would just touch right now in the name of Jesus. Move and have your way upon somebody's life on tonight, oh God. Let them know that there will be glory after this, oh God. Let them know that they're going to come out with their hands up, oh God. God, thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has, oh yeah, smiled on me. Said he really been good to me. Smile on me. He has set me free. God, God has smiled on me. Oh, said he really been good to me. Amazing grace. Oh Lord, how sweet it sounds. It saved a wretch like me. Said I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see.
Oh,
I would like to thank you all so much for tuning in with us and taking out time to listen. I hope and pray that something that was said touches your heart and your mind and gives you sweet relief. You are welcome to share this with someone else if you like to. Listen to it as much as you need to. If you know these people that you've heard on tonight, reach out to them and give them an encouraging word for encouraging you. And most of all, I just want to tell y'all to trust in the Lord. Keep your hands in God's hand and be blessed. Know that God loves you beyond anything you can ever imagine, any person that you can ever imagine. Nothing is too hard for God. Remember that no matter what you are going through, it is not bigger than God. I love you guys on tonight or early this morning. Be blessed.